Example 7, you take the 2 of the minor chord and you do a minor pentatonic. So in this case, you got D minor, which is obviously 1, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 7 in relation to D. But what's more important is how does it relate to the C minor? Now it's 2, 4, 5, 6, and 1. So you're introducing the 4 and 6. Well, the only new note that wasn't in the minor pentatonic is the 6th. So, but it's a cool way to access that sound. So just play around with it. D minor pentatonic over a C minor. So in some cases you have to hear these licks in context. In the same way that we played around when we had a previous example where we played the regular pentatonic and then we moved it up a whole step to get the sharp 11. Now we're gonna play a minor pentatonic and move it up a whole step to get like the 6th. So demonstrating, I'm gonna play C minor pentatonic and then D minor pentatonic. 3, 4. Totally different vibe than thinking Dorian. I mean, if your theory is advanced enough now to know that if you were to combine both scales, now you'd have 1, 2, flat 3, 4, 5, 6, flat 7, which is of course Dorian. And if that's too much theory for you, then you need the other music theory sequence, not this series. But what I'm saying is thinking in pentatonics is a totally different vibe than thinking in Dorian. Thinking in Dorian, you're like, and this way, so the reason it sounds cool is not so much that you're playing the notes from Dorian, but that it sounds more like a superposition, if that makes any sense. The D minor sounds like a thing unto itself, and so does the C. So it suggests polytonality. It's not polytonality. Polytonality is, you know, two bits of harmony that normally don't go together. That's my unscientific definition of that. But it suggests it because the D minor pentatonic stands alone. Moving on.